The ceasefire with Iran remains fragile. Earlier this week, the U.S. military took part in one of the biggest exchange of strikes since the ceasefire began on April 7th. Iran fired 13 ballistic missiles and 17 drones at Kuwait. Several Iranian drones hit Kuwait's international airport, killing one Indian national and wounding 63 others. The IRGC says this was in response to U.S. Central Command taking out a telecommunications tower on Keshem Island and disabling a commercial vessel attempting to skirt the blockade. CENTCOM says it acted after the IRGC sent boats to lay mines in the strait. U.S. forces also disabled an empty sanctioned oil tanker trying to skirt the blockade this week. The Botswana-flagged MT Lexi's crew ignored repeated warnings over a 24-hour period. U.S. aircraft disabled the vessel by firing a Hellfire missile into the ship's engine room. Last night's War Powers vote in the House shows just how concerned the Congress is about the costs associated with the war restarting.